Welcome to the Face Podcast. This week's episode,
The Face, the Void, and the Infinite Hallway, Inside the Digital Architecture of Meaningless Art.
Here are your hosts, Evelyn Facey and Darius Ansicht.
Today, we're looking at something pretty unique. It's a digital art project, but maybe more of a conceptual statement about an icon called The Face.
Yeah, this creator has this ambition to make The Face totally universal, like something everyone recognizes instantly.
Right, but here's the twist. It's supposed to mean absolutely nothing. Zero inherent meaning. It's all about, you know, visibility and ambiguity.
Okay, let's unpack that, because the goal seems to be just plastering this thing everywhere, every medium possible, making it inescapable.
Exactly. But we're going to focus today on one specific piece of the project, the part the creator calls their most ambitious yet.
And it's not really a gallery in the usual sense, is it? It's the hallway.
That's it. Le couloir du visage, the hallway of the face. And it's way more than just like a web page. It's presented as this idea of digital architecture.
An infinite living space designed just for this one symbol.
Precisely. It's about digital permanence and how you'd even structure that.
Okay, so the creator mentions this idea, lingered in my mind for years, but only now can be realized. What was the holdup? Why is a digital hallway ambitious?
Well, think about it. How do you actually build something endless? Not just theoretically endless storage, but an endless space you can navigate.
Right. Physical galleries obviously run out of walls.
Yeah, and even online, things usually have limits or they're just a flat scroll. The ambition here is the structure, a digital space that grows.
Grows. So it's not just a really, really long page.
No, that's the key. The source says every time a new piece is added, a new version of the face, maybe a photo, maybe a painting, the actual structure, the hallway itself gets longer.
Whoa, okay. So if I upload, say, 50 new images,
the hallway literally extends to accommodate them instantly.
That sounds less like architecture and more like, I don't know, a procedurally generated level in a game or something, constantly updating.
That's a great way to put it. It becomes this space that just stretches longer and longer with no end in sight.
And the creator actually promises you will never run out of room.
Which is, you know, quite a claim. It's thrilling. It directly tackles the problem of archiving something meant to be eternal.
It makes the project itself potentially infinite. It can continue forever, as they say.
Exactly. It's an architectural promise backing up the artistic one.
And I like that they call it more hallway than gallery. That name, slightly absurd but fitting, it emphasizes the journey, right? Constant movement through these faces.
Yeah, you're not meant to stop and contemplate in one room. You keep moving through the iterations. It's about the flow, the sheer volume.
So the endlessness is critical for the mission.
Yeah.
To make the face unavoidable.
Absolutely. If the icon is everywhere, the place holding its history needs to be everywhere too. Or at least endlessly expandable, like a timeline that just keeps unspooling.
Okay, but here's where my mind really starts to bend a little. It's not just infinitely long. It adapts.
Yes. That's the next layer. It's not just a straight line forever. The digital architecture itself is supposed to change.
Change how?
The source material says over time, it may sprout left and right, turns, alcoves, and unexpected architectural flourishes to house new works.
Okay, wait. Turns, alcoves. How does it decide? Is it like an AI curator designing the layout on the fly?
It seems more like it's rule-based. The idea is the space adjusts to the art. So maybe a really large piece or a series that needs its own little nook.
The hallway generates an alcove for it?
Something like that. It's implied the structure responds to the needs of the content. The frame literally bends to fit the picture, not the other way around.
So the hallway 5 years from now could look completely different architecturally, even if it contains the same pieces plus new ones.
Exactly. It's a living document, dimensionally speaking. Always evolving.
Which makes the current status update on the actual page kind of funny, but also profound.
What does it say?
It says, laying tile, painting walls, hanging paintings, and the progress for all of it. 0%.
Right. That 0% is almost the point, isn't it?
How so?
It tells you the idea of the infinite adaptable space is the real project right now. The concept comes first. The function, the actual tiles, can wait.
It's the blueprint for infinity, even before the first virtual brick is laid. A huge promise.
Yeah, it really underlines the ambition. It's like saying the potential is already here, even if you can't walk through it yet.
Okay. All this effort, this potentially infinite, adapting, architecturally complex digital monument. is for an icon that's meant to mean nothing. Doesn't the sheer scale give it meaning?
Ah, you've hit the core paradox.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the creator seems to be aiming for.
The universally recognizable icon, which means nothing. The complexity serves the simplicity.
Precisely. The elaborate structure is there purely to contain and endlessly present this intentionally blank slate.
And the hallway's job is to hold the face and whatever joins it on these walls, which could be anything, right? Because people are encouraged to take the face and put it everywhere.
Yes. Take a face, remix it, put it on a t-shirt, graffiti, whatever. The hallway becomes the ultimate archive for all those versions. The official canonical collection of every interpretation.
And that variety is key to the meaning nothing part.
It has to be.
Yeah.
You look around the site, you see the face in like an art history section looking like a Dutch master.
Right. And then in another gallery, it's like retro 8-bit pixel art.
Exactly. Baroque face, pixel face, sketch face, photo face. They're all instantly the same silhouette. Totally familiar.
But completely different styles and contexts.
And because the core shape is so simple, it works in almost any style without breaking.
That allows for endless iteration without defining it.
Mm-hmm. The creator is very clear. It's not political. It's not religious. It's not pro or anti anything specific. It just is.
Which lets it be everything and nothing simultaneously.
And the hallway is built precisely to hold all that contradiction without collapsing. It doesn't need a narrative. It just needs more space.
So summing this up, the hallway of the face is basically a digital manifesto, isn't it?
I think so. It's this structure built for a symbol of maybe pure individuality, but an individuality that wants universal recognition without interpretation.
The ultimate personal brand that resists branding.
Yeah. And you see that tension perfectly. This massive, complex, evolving space built to house something you're told, please try not to overanalyze it. It's just the face.
But the structure itself screams significance. It shouts permanence.
Right. It's that promise. It will be there looking at you long after I'm gone. The architecture guarantees the legacy of the meaningless. It's fascinating.
It really is. And it leaves us, and you listening, with a thought to chew on.
Yeah.
If one person's symbol, designed to mean nothing, requires an infinite self-adapting digital space just to contain its history, what kind of archive would your identity need?
Mm.
If you had a personal symbol, what would it be? And would you need an infinite evolving hallway to hold all its versions? And would you want it ultimately to mean everything or nothing at all?
That's a deep one. Something to think about in terms of our own digital lives, definitely.
Until next time on The Deep Dive.
See you then.